Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
This is going to be a fun segment. Right out of the box, we have with us...
a high flyer.
We do. Pilot Sean Tucker. Welcome to the show, man.
I am so happy to be here. I love Colorado, and I'm glad I'm in a building right now because the weather's so miserable outside.
And it's going to turn worse, I think, yeah?
That's right.
Well, so, we're delighted to have you. Tell us what brings you here, man. What are you going to visit with the crowd?
Well, I'm one of the luckiest guys on Earth. I have been able to live my dream, doing exactly what I want, and that's flying airplanes upside down. I've been sponsored by Oracle, the software company, for the last 13 years, and my whole job is to get in that airplane, have the wings become my arms, tumble, twist, twirl, flip, and spin through the sky, and I fly in front of about 6 million people a year, bring in the Oracle customers into our hospitality chalet, and I just have a blast.
Man, how much fun is that? Lee, you could do that.
It doesn't sound like work. Are they paying you, too? Or
I love Oracle. Yeah. Yes, sir, they're paying me. And, you know, again, 13 years with it being sponsored in a sports marketing venue is just a huge privilege and honor. I've gotten to know a lot of the Oracle customers and getting to know their kids, becoming friends with them. It's really been a dream come true for me. I just love it.
So now what does a person, when they go to an air show or see you perform, what kind of happens there? Can you walk us through it?
Well, I'm a very extreme, high-performance aerobatic pilot. And that means I'm a stunt pilot. I sometimes I'm 10 feet off the ground at 250 miles an hour upside down. Sometimes I'm tumbling end over end 8 to 12 times through the sky. And I've choreographed a routine to be thrilling, to inspire the audience, to educate them, and also to empower them. You know, there's something about the metaphor called flight. We all dream of flying in our sleep. We all fly in our sleep. And people are just still mesmerized that these darn airplanes can fly. And then when they can fly upside down, they're going, wow, is that cool?
So how did you get started with this? Give us a little bit of the backstory on how you got into this.
Well, I have about 25,000 hours of flying time now.
Wow.
So I've really dedicated my entire adult life to this art form called flight, and specifically the art form called airshow flying. Airshow flying is the 4th of July Top Gun and the Indianapolis 500 all rolled into one. It's just something fabulous. It's a family entertainment. It's clean. It's wholesome. It's about dreams. And when I first started flying, I was scared to death. I was scared to death to stall it. I was scared to death to bank it. I was scared to death to land the airplane. And they still gave me a license. And so I was a pretty dangerous guy because when you're afraid, you panic. And when you panic, you're probably going to kill yourself because you lose control of your senses. You're not thinking clearly. So I took an aerobatic course when I had about 55 hours by this little old lady named Amelia Reed. And she helped me conquer my fear. And this is in 1973. And from then on, I've turned into an animal. I love it. I love everything about it. Everything about airshow flying, I love. I love the challenge. I love always having to be on my game. I love the opportunity to be better on this flight than I was the flight before. And so it's a great challenge. I practice about 750 times a year to fly in front of about 6 million people at 20 venues across North America with the best airplane in the world.
So now part of what you do is the flying, but sometimes you do speaking as well. Is that right?
Sometimes I'm mandated to speak, and I really, truly would rather fly airplanes. But I feel so privileged about the opportunity I've been given that I am a spokesperson for having dreams. I'm a spokesperson for living your dreams. I'm a spokesperson for having the courage to fulfill on your dreams. And so, yeah, I am going to speak tomorrow morning. I'm very excited, a little nervous in front of all these people, but we're going to give it a shot. You know, my job's pretty serious, and I really do get nervous before I fly. I have well over probably 2,000 live performances, and that keeps your edge alive. But that's a good nervous.
Right.
That's fun because you're totally engaged in the moment. Speaking in front of an audience, I get dry at the mouth. Because, you know, the thing is, I want to express what the metaphor flight means, and I want to do it correctly. And it's hard. You know, it's hard to speak. But That's how you learn. Got to press the envelope, right?
Yeah. So do you have maybe a sneak preview of some of what you're going to talk about?
Well, certainly I'm going to talk about the flight. I'm going to talk about what it takes to fly on my level, the discipline it takes to stay alive on my level, the ability, and really what airshow flying's all about. It's all about having the maturity to get in there, look like you're crazy, but don't be crazy. I mean, look like it's dangerous, but don't, because it's dangerous enough. Look like you're out of control, but really have control. It's having a perspective of why you're there, to share the joy and the magic of flight and what it represents. You know, we invented flight in America. We invented that. You know, I'll fly at venues with 750,000 people at Oshkosh, which is a huge fly-in. There'll be 2 million people at Chicago Air and Water Show. These people love it. And I got to tell you, it's mom and pop, grandma and grandpa, and it's the kids. And they come there, and they walk away inspired.
Well, I grew up in Pensacola, Florida. So obviously I'm a big fan of the Blue Angels.
Oh, so am I. I'm an honorary Blue Angels. They're great flyers, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about some of the parallels that you draw from that world into the business world and the world of Oracle.
Well, number one, I think to be successful in anything in your life, passion has to be your fuel. You have to strive to be better than you were the day before. You have to always push your own personal boundaries and believe it in yourself. You have to work with a team. So teamwork is critical to excellence and execution. You need to be a good leader so you can allow people to be successful. You need to be able to communicate acutely so everybody's on the same page. And you have to be inspiring. So you need to wake up every morning fired up. And I think that's critical.
This guy's going to be a hard act to follow tomorrow. I wouldn't want to be the speaker coming behind him, would you?
It's a great way to kick off the conference.
Oh, it's a fantastic way. Now, how will you know when this part of your career is over? Or do you have colleagues that will tell you, hey, it's time to slow down? Hey,
well, let me tell you, that's a very poignant question, because it is dangerous. And when they say, oh, he died doing what he loved, you're still dead. And I don't want any part of that equation in my life. Yeah. I love my work so much. I love the opportunity. I'm right now on the training portion of the season. My first show isn't until the first weekend in May. And I've already practiced almost 100 times to get it right.
Yeah.
And it's still not right yet. I think if you have Lombardi said it best, if you're striving for perfection, you're never going to get there, but you're going to be excellent. And that's what I'm searching for. My colleagues, I got some very good colleagues that we keep an eye on each other. But I think if you flying on this level, you can only do it so many times a year. And so every time you do it, you can only fly so many shows. And it doesn't matter really how much you practice. You only get good is when you're in the arena real time. And I mean, when people are watching. So I'm still learning my art form. But there's going to be a point where either I lose my passion or I lose my skills. And it doesn't matter which one comes. If the skills go, I quit. If my passion goes, I for sure quit, because it's too hard a job. 10 positive Gs, 7.5 negative Gs, tumbling and twirling through the sky. My first 30 flights every year, I'm just sick to my stomach. I'm sick to my stomach for 2 days. I'm just nauseous. I'm just miserable. It's really hard to maintain your edge. It's really tough way to make a living unless you're very passionate about it.
So now when you're doing this and you're trying to kind of push the envelope more and more for each show, do you use the other pilots as inspiration? Like, what are you doing to really do it a little better?
Okay, so there's a really fine line from pushing the envelope and being dangerous. And these airplanes now we have are so fabulous. You're able to do front flips and back flips and cartwheels and all this cool stuff in the sky with these airplanes safely. And so you're always trying to push the aerodynamic envelope but not break the airplane. You're always trying to give to have a better demonstration, a better performance, but you got to keep it in with the confines of not abusing the privilege of trying to do it too low, do a figure too low. You know, all the friends that I've lost in my business who've died doing this, with the exception of one, out of the last 30 years, have a bad day in their judgment, a bad day in maybe flying mad and not being completely cute in their thinking in the cockpit, and they pushed it too far. So there's a real fine line on pushing that envelope. We're always striving, myself and the other airshow performers are always watching each other and trying to learn what the other person is doing and learn from them. And we really share that knowledge because we want everybody to get better, because if you make everybody better, then you're going to rise to the top as well. And so you're always trying to enhance your industry by pushing each person to the best of their abilities.
Now, for the folks in the auditorium tomorrow that'll get a chance to hear you speak, you're speaking tomorrow morning, is that correct? What are some ideas to help them really get the most out of their time with you and be able to go back home and apply it in their world?
Well, first of all, I wish they could watch me fly. I'm going to show a few videos. That isn't quite, you know, it's cool.
Right.
But I wish I was here live, right in front of the convention center, but I'd go to jail. So we don't want to do that. I want to keep my job or not lose my pilot's license. But I think the whole key is, you know, passion needs to be your fuel. That you got to have that spark lit every day of your life. You got to get up wanting to do it, want to be a better person. You want to be a better colleague. You want to be a better leader. And if you bring everybody along with you, that's contagious. That's infectious. You want to be a better teammate.
So what's next for you? Tell us a little bit about where your energy and focus is going to be over the next 6, 8, 10 months.
Next 6, 8, 10 months, I'm going to be performing across the United States, honing my skills, having a successful Team Oracle program. I'm also becoming an advocate for youth in aviation. I'm becoming the spokesperson for the Young Eagles program. We've flown 1.5 million kids so far, and getting them to touch an airplane. So what's coming up? I'm working on an IMAX movie project about airshow flying. So we got some really cool stuff coming up. But the first thing I got to do is get through this talk tomorrow.
You're going to do great. But I think you're really finding your stride with this spokesperson persona, right? I mean,
if they see a I don't ever want to be the guy that used to do this stuff. So if I could be a spokesperson why I'm doing this stuff, I'm all good. But I don't ever want to be the guy that used to do this stuff. That's when I'm going fishing.
All right. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, do you have a website?
If you go to teamoracle.com, you can see what we're going to fly this year. If you go, I have an aerobatic flight school where we teach people how to dance in the sky. We teach corporate pilots how to be safer. We teach them how to fly upside down. So if their airplane is ever upside down, they know how to get out of trouble. And that's to teamaacademy.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of this.
Thanks for having me, and let's everybody have a great week.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few.